Hey, Dan Bongino here with a little extra bonus. There's a new way for you to listen to my content if you have an Alexa device. Every morning, we post what's called the Bongino Brief, a quick highlight of one of the biggest stories we talk about here on the podcast designed for your Alexa's flash briefing skill. Right now, you're going to hear today's Bongino Brief. And after that, we're going to tell you how to get the brief on your device.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. An electoral college win by Trump and a popular vote loss has me concerned. Why? Not because Trump didn't win. It's an electoral college race. The left might want to look at the Constitution, federalism, you know, that kind of thing. Crack a book. But an electoral college win with a popular vote loss has me concerned because the left just won't accept it. They say, well, Dan, they have to. They don't have to do anything. If they're willing to go in the streets and cause chaos and use their Stanley McChrystal groups and the Transition Integrity Project and get the media on their side to make you believe Trump didn't win, it makes me really nervous what's going to happen. But what makes me even more nervous is, what if there's a tie? You may say, that can't happen. Really? Larry Sabato's Center for Politics, I have this up in the show notes today. Read this. It's by Kyle Condick, who I've spoken to it before. He says, quote, the dreaded 269 to 269 election scenario, an update. Is that possible? Well, as Kyle Condick explains in his piece, which you should read, if all of the states that are toss-ups go to Trump, and all of these states that are, and by the way, Nebraska and Maine have split the entire state's electoral college votes are split. They don't go as one. States like Florida, you win Florida, you get all 29. Nebraska and Maine have split out districts. You copy? So if you win Nebraska, you don't get all of their votes if you lose that congressional district. The right. Same thing in Maine. So those districts, one of them they used to call Obamaha, near Omaha, because Obama won it, that Nebraska, for the first time a Democrat in eons. That district could very well go to Biden, even in a red state like Nebraska. The same thing in Maine, where it could go to Trump, even though Maine is lean blue, or at a minimum, purple. If all of the states Biden's expected to win, he wins, and if Trump wins the toss-ups, it'd be a 269-269 tie. How many you need to win? 270. Well, nobody wins. Well, what happens? Well, there is a constitutional process there. More in a minute, but first.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. Let's go to a screenshot from the piece where Kyle Condick lays out what could happen here. He says, the latest crystal ball electoral college ratings show how the presidential election could result in this deadlock, 269-269, with neither Biden nor Trump possessing a majority of 270 electoral votes. Well, what happens then? Well, the election, ladies and gentlemen, then goes to the House of Representatives. You would say, oh man, we're in trouble. The Democrats run the House. The Speaker Pelosi, that's not how it works. Bullet point number two from the piece. Even though Democrats hold the House majority and remain on track to maintain that majority next year, Republicans actually have and are likely to maintain an edge in a possible Electoral College tie-breaking vote. I'll explain this in a second. Don't you worry. All 50 state-level U.S. House delegations get a single vote to break an Electoral College tie. Yet the Republicans control 26 delegations. The Democrats hold 23, and one state is split, Pennsylvania. Why am I worried about this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if it's a tie, you can expect the Transition Integrity Project, the Soros-aligned groups, Defeat Disinfo, and others to lose their minds and go absolutely crazy and pressure the House of Representatives to make sure. Hasn't happened since John Quincy Adams, by the way, where this has gone to the House of Representatives. Remember, there's a tie. That's it. The election goes to the House. If it's a 269-269 tie, there's nothing left for you to do. It goes to the House. The House votes as a state delegation. Follow me here. So the Florida delegation, which has 14 Republican House members and 13 Democrats, we have the majority. They vote as one. So you would assume they'd vote on party lines. Florida, remember, Florida's a state, gets one vote. You tracking me, Joe? So majority Republican House members, Florida's vote would probably, who knows, you get some crazy Republican would go, well, I don't think we have that in Florida, but Florida will likely say, our vote goes for Trump. That's, of course, if they're not assaulted in the streets by people in these crazy left-wing groups that are going to cause chaos after the election, of course. There'll be threats like you've never seen. Well, what's the problem here? The House elections happen at the same time in November, but the House will be appointed beforehand. Or even though now Republicans are the majority in 26 of these House delegations, that could change after the election. Why do I bring that up? Because if any of you are thinking, I live in a blue state, California, my vote doesn't matter, Trump's going to lose California, he's going to lose New York. You are Looney Tunes. He may lose California and New York handily. I don't know what he's going to, but the likelihood of him winning those two states is ridiculously low. But if you think your vote doesn't matter, you're insane. Number one, it does, because the popular vote will send a message, especially here, because if we lose it, you can expect street chaos if we lose the popular vote. And secondly, what about down ballot races? Yeah, they're on the same ticket. Remember? Trump will be at the top, then your Senate race, then your congressional representative. You're not going to vote for them? You realize the people you're not voting for by not showing up to vote because you live in a blue state. And I'm not saying my audience would do that, but some will. Oh, I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't matter. You realize some of the same people you didn't vote for, if they lose their seats in the House, will now be voting to pick Joe Biden for president. There's nothing you can do about it? No one's telling you that, right? The Democrats are telling their people that. We need to do a better job on our part of telling our people that. You better vote them back in the House, because they're going to be the ones potentially in a tie picking the next president.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that was today's Bongino Brief. Here's how to get it and listen to it on your Alexa device.
On your phone or tablet, open your Alexa app. Click the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner. Select Settings, then select Flash Briefing. After that, click Add Content and use the magnifying glass in the top right to search for the Bongino Brief. Select the Bongino Brief, press Enable to Use, and you're all set. Then, when you're ready to listen, just say to your device, Alexa, play my Flash Briefing.